Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
It's another week, which means it's another episode of the 929 podcast from Fiverr.com with me, your host, Ishan Akbar. This is the podcast where every week we interview entrepreneurs who give us their one key takeaway. Our guests this week have created a business that really values their sustainable and ethical practices. They've built a really strong relationship with a supplier in India to the point that they've become great friends. They're the founders of Lucy and Yak, Lucy Greenwood and Chris Renwick, and they've created a clothing brand which is known for their dungarees, or if you're American, overalls. So let's listen to them to find out why you should be elevating the partners that help build your brand. Lucy and Chris, tell us, what is the lesson you want to share with us today?
So it is elevate the partners that build your brand.
Elevate the partners that build your brand. Okay, this is interesting. We have a lot of brand-based conversations on this podcast. What do you mean about elevating those partners? What does that look like?
So I think for us, that means to include them and sort of work with them as though they're not an external partner, but like include them as though they're almost part of your team, which is what we did with our first supplier. He became like a really big part of the team, a really big part of the brand story. If you follow us on social media or anything, you'll see that we talk about our partners as much as we talk about our staff in the UK, about our own journey in the UK, but also we talk a lot about our partners in India as well. So it's really just including them as though they're part of the business rather than a customer, like, rather than us being a customer to them. It's more like they're like a partner.
With the supplier thing, it kind of happened by accident with this. We never set out to go, let's be partners with our suppliers. And what happened was when we were traveling India, before we sort of set up Lucy and Yak, we became friends with this guy, Ismail, right, who is our main supplier. And so this kind of partnership with suppliers thing, it was never intentional. Most of the stuff that we've done has not been intentional. We were never sat down and went, let's do an ethical business, let's do a sustainable business. Everything just kind of happens. We just go where the universe takes us. You know what I mean?
So given how rapidly you've grown over the last 3 years, you know, order number one is going to be very different to the order number you're on today. It's going to be different in size, different in demand. Have you responded to that by making your suppliers grow, or have you grown by using different suppliers?
It's been a bit of both, really. So our main supplier has grown from him and two of his friends to now employing about 100 people. He's built a factory in his village. And so there's that element. But then also, so factories specialise in certain things. So wovens, jersey, denim. So as we've expanded into other categories, we've had to take on suppliers that specialise in jersey for like sweaters and T-shirts, and then suppliers that specialise in denim for denim. But then we've also taken on two other suppliers to support with the growth on the sort of dungarees and trousers as well. So it's a bit of both, really. We're trying to grow Ishmael as much as he wants to. He's really keen just to keep growing, but we're trying to grow him at a sustainable rate that he can cope with. So it's kind of a bit of both, really.
How would you say that building these kind of relationships is good for business, whoever it might be? Because someone might be listening to this thinking, oh, it sounds like you have a nice time and a nice jaunt with these people, but actually I want to make profits and make my business grow. Lucy, what would you say to someone who's thinking that?
The more trust you've got and the more transparency you've got, like, you know, we do have some bigger suppliers now that you know, work with some of the high street, and we still have close relationships with them because you end up with really open relationships. Like, if a supplier knows that they can trust you to not, like, especially think of COVID. So, like, the fashion industry, one of the big stories for COVID has been the cancelling of orders and not paying the suppliers what they were owed. And if a supplier trusts, if they know you and they get to know it, like, they meet you and they trust you, and they trust that you're not going to do that to them, and vice versa, then they're going to give you better prices. They're going to try and work with you when you're struggling. Like, some of our bigger suppliers have been incredible in helping us to help Ishmael.
Yeah, right.
Like, and that's really rare, apparently. We employ a woman called Sonia who lives in New Delhi, and she kind of manages a lot of our factories. And she gets them all around the table together and she's like, Lucy, this has never happened.
Right. What advice would you give to startups or entrepreneurs or even those established businesses who might want to elevate their clients and their suppliers into this partnership mold? Is there things they can do practically after listening to this episode?
We kind of just do what feels right. And I guess, I don't know, you're dealing with humans. Just treat them like humans. Get to know them. Certainly for startups, people starting out businesses, you know, you've got to get out to that country that you're buying from. Don't just buy stuff remotely and you'll enjoy it more. If you're doing this, I'm a buyer, you're a supplier, here's my order, send it here and I'll give you money. That is just so boring. That's just, what's the point in being in business if that's all you're going to do? Like, it's so much more rewarding to get in amongst it, understand the culture, spend time with them, and it works both ways. You give them more. And we try to do this in our own business with our employees, where, you know, we treat them like adults. No one's standing at the front door looking at their watch when they come in, and as a result, it's this two-way relationship where when we're struggling, they'll help us. When they're struggling, we'll help them. It's just we're all humans, and that's how we need to operate.
So, you know, your business, you're both very committed to this idea of having an ethical and a sustainable business, and they're words that you hear a lot, and I've heard them for the last 15-20 years. You seem to be doing it. What does it look like practically?
It's that question at the minute, is like, what is ethical? What does sustainable mean? And certainly with the sustainable element, I think if you've got a business you're making clothes and selling clothes, you're probably not sustainable, because you're taking something out of the ground or off the ground, and you're doing all these massive, you know, just to make a t-shirt involves so much water and cotton and this and that, and there's so much wastage. So that's part of the problem. And we try to use, and I think we do actually, I think we're 100% organic or recycled in the main part of the product. And we try to, if Ishmael's got solar panels, we try to use, we use paper packaging. So I think with the sustainable thing, it's trying to go for the sustainable option. But with the ethical element of it, you have to look deeper into, it's really easy nowadays to buy something and not sort of look behind the door and see who was making it or how it was made. But it takes a little bit more work to go to the place and actually see with your own eyes, you know, look at the pay slips, look at the conditions. It takes a little bit more work to do that. We think it's work worth doing just to know for your own peace of mind that you're not adding to this, some of the horrendous practices that we know are happening around the world.
What was it like making the transition from travelling, enjoying your life, to then running a business by accident, by your own admission?
Do you know what? It's been really tough, but it's also been a lot of fun. Like, we are really both quite hardworking and we love being busy. I have to say, it's, you'll never understand what a business owner goes through if you've not run a business. You just can't even comprehend what's on the other side. I think, like, we've got 100 staff now, and I had a bit of like a tough week last week just going, I can't think about this many people all the time. I feel like I'm constantly, because we're the founders and it's so personal to us, I feel like I'm constantly thinking about their lives, even their personal lives, you know, like if there's anything going on in their personal lives, you're like, all of this. And it's just, I think that's the most challenging bit, is like dealing with humans and having to, you have to detach in some way, otherwise it can drive you crazy. Do you know what I mean? To sort of always be thinking about, you know, is that person all right? Is that person all right? Is that person? We try and do too much, I think, as a brand. We've tried to please too many people, I think, in a lot of ways. Like, we listen to our customers so much so that I think it's causing a bit of damage internally for like the team that are working on it. So we're trying to figure out a way of sort of pulling ourselves out of that a little bit and saying, look, we need to say we can only do so much, and these are the things that we're going to focus on, and these are the things that we're not.
Well, look, thank you both so much for joining me today on 929.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I really enjoyed speaking to Lucy and Chris. You can really feel their enthusiasm and how that extended to them building a friendship with a supplier that ultimately helped them both grow. I think that's a really nice and valuable lesson on this episode. 929 is brought to you from Fiverr.com, a digital marketplace for freelancers. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you like, subscribe, share, do all the good stuff, and I'll see you again soon.